We're going to learn about the fourth king of Malchus Beis David, and his name was Avia. Other places they say Avia, but in Divrei Hayomim they call him Avia. A little background once again: Avia is the son of Rechavam, and by the time Avia becomes Melech, it's already about 18 years since Malchus Yisrael had split off from Malchus Beis David. We mentioned that Rechavam did not really instigate the civil war. He held off. But Avia was different. He was young, and he cared very much about the Schus Avos, David HaMelech, Shloima HaMelech. And the Navi tells us how he sets off for war against Yerovam ben Nevat. If you want to know where this is discussed, it's Divrei Hayomim Beis, Perek Yud Gimel, that deals with the life of Avia. The truth is, originally it was a very lopsided war, because Malchus Beis David only had two Shvatim, and the Aseres HaShvatim was with the Yerovam. So therefore, he has 400,000 soldiers, the Navi tells us. And Malchus Yisrael has 800,000 soldiers. So really, they're outnumbered 2-1 when they go out to this war. And the Malchus Yisrael is based out of Ephraim, Shomron. And there is a mountain there, it was called Har Tzmoraim. That's the mountain of Tzmoraim. And Avia and his army climb this mountain, and he gives a very, very impassioned speech, very famous drosha. And he tells them like this. I want to say the pasuk: Shma'uni Yerovam v'chol Yisrael. I want Yerovam and all the Yidden to listen to me. Haloi lachem ladas. You all should know. Ki Hashem Elokei Yisrael Nosan Mamlocha LeDavid Al Yisrael LaOlam. That Melucha, kingship over Bnei Yisrael, was given to David and his family. Loi Ulevon of Bris Melach. It's a covenant. It's sold. It's Choyk V'Layavar, that the Melucha belongs to Malchus Beis David. And he tells them, you guys are on the wrong path. You have Yerovam, who gathered what he calls Anoshim Reikim Bnei V'Liyal, empty, low-life people. And they came and they made a revolution against my father, Rechavam. And they are now making their own kingdom. And he tells them, V'ha'ato atem oimnim lischazek lifnei mamleches Hashem b'yad bnei David. You guys are not going against only Malchus Beis David. But look what happened to you. You ended up serving Avodah Zorah because Yerovam set up these Getchkes that they started serving, these Groisa Agolim. And because of that, it says you strayed from Malchus Beis David. Now you're straying against the Eibishter as well. And he continues giving his big drasha, and he tells them, "V'anachnu Hashem leikeinu v'lo azavnu." We have the Eibishter on our side. He hasn't left us. He's with us. Chevra, wake up, do tshuva, come back to Malchus Beis David. He gives us very, very strong drasha, and he tells them how what they're doing is wrong. That we have the Beis Hamikdash, we have the Bnei Aaron, we have the Kehanim serving in Yerushalayim, in Yehuda. You guys are with Avodah Zorah. As he is giving his drasha, he doesn't realize that there's an ambush going on. And Yerovam moves half of his army to the back of Avia and half of his army to the front. Now they are going to be conquered from both sides. But this time, the Eibishter was on his side. The Pasuk tells us, Vayoriyu Ish Yehuda, that the Ish Yehuda, the people from Malchus Beis David, they screamed, they made a big trumpet, and they screamed out, Valikim Nagaf as Yerovam v'chol Yisrael lifnei Avi of Yehuda. The Eibishter went out and massacred Pashit, the army of Yerovam. That day they lost 500,000 soldiers. They had an army of 800,000. By the time this war was over, Malchus Yisrael had lost 500,000 soldiers. And obviously at this point, the Malchus Yisrael is weak. The Malchus Yehuda captures back a bunch of cities. It tells us it got Beiskel, Yeshona, Ephraim, these different areas that now became under the leadership of Malchus Beis David. And finally, as well, Yerovam is chased away, and the Eibishter gives him a machala vayomois, and Yerovam dies as well. So you would think that history and Klal Yisrael would judge Aviyah favorably. He would be known as one of the leaders of Klal Yisrael. But the truth is, that Aviyah is not considered from the Choshevei kings. He only is a melech for 3 years. His whole malchus is only for 3 years. And the Eibishter was very upset at him. That's why his malucha only lasted 3 years. Why? Why were they so upset? So the Mefarshim give different reasons. What was the problem with Aviyah? Where did he go wrong? So first and foremost, he acted very cruel. What does that mean? That sometimes you have to fight, and there are unfortunately fights between Yidden as well. Malchus Beis David, Malchus Yisrael. But when they would kill soldiers from Yerovam ben Nevat's army, first of all, they would like destroy their bodies. They would like cut them up. He'd order that their bodies should be disgraced, not just killed, but to disgrace the body of the soldiers. And he would not allow them to come to Kfuras Yisrael until their bodies were pushed like rotting and destroyed and disgusting. So that was a big bizoyin hameis. These are Yidden. So maybe there had to be a magefa and a melchama, but the way he treated the bodies and the melchama, the Eibishter was very, very not happy. Also, when he conquered Yerovam, he got in his possession the Avodah Zarah, these big agolim that Yerovam set up. Now, halachically, if you get in your possession Avodah Zarah, you should destroy it. That's Abay to Abdu Neskola Mekoymais. You have to destroy all the Avodah Zarah that's in your Rishus. But Aviyah did not destroy it. He let it stay. So he did not serve necessarily promote Avodah Zarah, but he didn't eradicate, he didn't destroy the Avodah Zarah. And another thing is his statement that the ones that created Malchus Yisrael, again, I said it earlier, he calls them Reikim B'nei V'li'al, that these empty people, low-life people. Now, anyone knows the history knows that who was the Navi that actually prophesied about Malchus Yisrael? It's a Navi that we should all be familiar with. It's the famous Achiyah Shiloini. Well, we know that Achiyah Shiloini, as Chassidei Chabad, we know that he was the teacher of the Baal Shem Tov. But Achiyah Shiloini was actually, according to many, from the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And he lived for a long, long time, and he's around in the time of Malchus Beis David. And he's the one that actually, the Eibishter gave him the Nevuah that there's going to be a split in Klal Yisrael, and he's actually the one that appoints Yerovam to be the Malchus Yisrael. The famous story, they take a beged and he cut into 12 pieces. And he said there's going to be a split between the 10 and the 2. 10 belong to Malchus Yisrael and 2 belong to Malchus Yehuda. Achiyah Shiloini was a Yidda Tzadik, obviously, he was a Navi Hashem, that he would call the people that were appointing the Malchus Yisrael, Reikim, B'nei V'li'al, these empty low-life people, was a direct insult on Achia Shiloini. And because of that, he went against the Novi Hashem. Now, Achia Shiloini, the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, that unfortunately he got scammed a little bit. When Yeravam wanted to start this Avodah Zarah, he called the great Chachamim, and he said, are you ready to sign that you have to listen to Yeravam no matter what he says? Now, in the wildest dreams, he didn't think that he would actually go serve Avodah Zarah. He said, are you ready to sign that even if he serves Avodah Zarah, that's what we should do? Achia Shiloini thought that it was just a test to see how loyal he was to Yeravam. So the Gemara tells us that he actually signed, and that obviously caused later on that Yidin, unfortunately, should go to Avodah Zarah. They said, well, all the tzaddikim said that it's okay, and this is what we're supposed to do. But for Achia Shiloini, that was a mistake. Obviously, that was not his intention, and he was a big tzaddik. Varahia, he's a Novi Hashem, and he's the one that's chosen to spread the derech of the Baal Shem Tov. He's the one that we know, that the Rabbeim bring down, that he taught the Baal Shem Tov, the whole Chamishei Chumshei Torah, with all the Ramazim of Kabbalah, the way it's taught Lamaila. So because of the insult against Achia Shiloini, so Avia is not mentioned, L'Shevach. There actually is a Medrash brought down somewhere that he killed Achia Shiloini. So whether that means that he killed him Kipshutoi, or does that mean that he authorized to kill him, or does that mean that he went against him? I'm not exactly sure the historical factors of it all. But the point is, he was completely, very much against Achia Shiloini, and that was against the Rotzen Hashem. But, to his credit, Avia does have one very, very special schus, and that is his son, who actually takes him over. Was going to be the fifth king of Malchus Yehuda. It was a very special yid. That we have much more information. And that is the king Asa. And Asa will Mirtz Hashem, we'll talk about in the coming shiur.